Well, you came here, your mission was to get top four. You are fourth. But what can Manchester United achieve with 8 games remaining in the Premier League?
Yeah, you never know. I have said at the end, we shall divide the prizes. When we had 13 points out of 11 matches at that time, there was a lot of criticism, and then I said, okay, we shall divide the prizes at the end of the season, and it's like that. It is still a rat race. Also, Tottenham and Liverpool are still in. But, of course, we have given them a blow. But we have to play against the first three still. So it can happen a lot.
With that in mind, could you even win a title?
Still, we can win the title, yeah. Mathematically, we can do that.
You surprised how well it's gone? You took over a team that you said was a squad that you said was broken in August, and now you have a chance of finishing really well. Are you surprised?
What is surprised? We are working day in, day out, and we have to see how players respond, because the way how I train, I have explained it a lot of times, is not so easy for players, and it is a whole process, and we start at the bottom, unconscious, capable, but then your next step is conscious, incapable, and then it is conscious, capable, and it has to be unconscious, capable, and maybe we are now in the last step of that process, and I hope so. What I've seen the last 5 matches, I think so, but still we have to wait and see if we can continue, because when you lose 2 times in a row, then still, you are maybe fourth, but not so sure anymore.
After the last game, the Liverpool game, fantastic result, great performance, but then the international break, are you concerned that momentum has been broken now? So many players all over the place coming back, and you have to get in shape again.
Yes, I have thought after the Liverpool game that the international break was not at the right moment. But when I see my players performing in the national teams, I'm very pleased. It's also confirming our view about players. And I'm very happy. And it's also confirming that every match that a player plays can give him confidence. And we have trained yesterday, not with the total group, the total players, because they need also recovery. But with the players that could train, we did a very good training session. So I have a good feeling that we can continue against Aston Villa. But Aston Villa, you remember maybe that we played against 10 players and we couldn't score anymore. So it's a difficult team. And what I have said already a lot of times in this press conference, that every team in England can beat you.
Last year, Marouane Fellaini was almost ridiculed. He was seen as the reason, everything that was wrong with Manchester United. Marouane Fellaini was viewed as being symptomatic of that. It cost a lot of money, he didn't play very well. He's been nominated, he didn't win it, but he was nominated for Player of the Month this month. His performances have been very good. What have you done with him to get his confidence back, to get him playing as the player who was signed for a lot of money?
I thought that I have said in this press conference also that the first time that I met him, he was late because of the World Championship, like Robin van Persie and so on. But Robin van Persie was a player of me that was different. But Fellaini, I didn't know him. Yes, I do know him as a coach, that he is playing for Manchester United and before that Everton, and he's playing in the national team. So and he was a regular basis lineup player. So this first time that I saw it, it was here in Manchester. He was not coming to USA, and of course I have heard a lot of stories about him. But from the first training session, he did what I asked. When I said, okay, you have to do that and you have to do that, or in another way, he was open and he wants to perform that. So I'm not surprised. And he had, I think, an unlucky season because he was injured a lot of times and ill a lot of times. And because of that, he didn't play so much. But when he was fit, he has always played for me, more or less. And that's also because we have... I was looking for a balance in the team. And he can give a lot of balance in the team. But of course... I can change him also. It is dependable of the qualities of the opponent also. But when he plays like he playing now, I cannot change him.
Is Robin van Persie back this weekend?
Still not in you know, we have a process from injured players, the medical department. Then you come to a football coach who tests him. And then he's coming to me. He's still not to the football coach. Marcel Bout is always giving the last training session before he comes in my group. So he's still not in my group. Luke Shaw is in my group. That is different. But Van Persie is still not available.
Okay, last question.
Smalling is ill, so... I don't know if he is available. Yesterday he was at the club, but in the medical department, his recovery and so on. And today I know already that he is not feeling well, so it shall be difficult for him.